Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all of your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA playoffs, fights, and even next season's futures. And don't forget that the MLB is back as well. Who are you picking to win the World Series? BetOnline is your continued source for all of your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me today to talk about the Arizona Cardinals and their NFL Draft 2022 needs is our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going?
What is going on, Jeremiah? We're talking about the Cardinals today, a very good team in 2021, 11-6. We'll see what they can draft this upcoming year to maybe get them to that 12-plus win plateau and make this team even more stronger. It's going to be very interesting to see because they got a ton of talent already trying to make it even better with this upcoming draft.
Absolutely. And for everybody listening to our podcast or watching us live, we just want to say a really quick thank you every single week as you join us. And we bring you nonstop coverage pretty much every day between our live video and our podcast. We are just thankful to have you here with us. We're thankful to have our Arizona Cardinals fans, our NFL fans, our college football fans, and just fans of all of the game and everything that we do here at 100 Yards of Football. And of course, fans of our team. We have incredible team here, including Logan Landers, our founder, Vincent, Mr. Football Turner, 12-year NFL vet, Bobby Butler. We just have it going on, and I just love our team. So thank you so much to our team. Thank you so much to everyone watching. And without further ado, Mr. Logan Landers, tell us, the Arizona Cardinals, what did they do in the offseason? What do we have to look forward to? And what do they need for the NFL draft?
Well, like you mentioned, let's talk about what they've done the offseason, who they've gained, who they've lost, and who is still most importantly waiting for that next contract in the NFL. That's where we're going to start with first, the guys who are still waiting for that next deal who were with the Cardinals last year. Let's start things off. A.J. Green, former Georgia Bulldog standout, still waiting for that next deal. Corey Peters, Darrell Daniels, Charles Washington, those gentlemen are still waiting for contracts as well. Demetrius Harris, Jack Crawford, Chris Banjo, Robert Alford, Antonio Hamilton, and Kyle Fitz are all still waiting for that next deal. Hopefully they can get signed somewhere and continue their NFL journeys. On to who they have lost this offseason, who's went to a different team. And the big blow to them, Chandler Jones, the edge rusher, is leaving. He is with the Raiders right now in Las Vegas. They've also lost Jordan Hicks, the linebacker, to the Minnesota Vikings. Christian Kirk, their wide receiver, he's gone to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mac Garcia, the left guard, went to the Giants. And Chase Edmonds, one of their running backs, has left also to Miami with the Dolphins. So, like I said, they haven't lost a whole lot of people, but that Chandler Jones one is a big blow to their defensive core. Let's talk about who they have re-signed. Zach Ertz, the tight end. Justin Pugh, the left guard. Devon Kennard. Also, Dennis Gardeck, Max Williams, the tight end, Zeke Turner, the linebacker, James Conner, Andy Lee. They've also got Colt McCoy has re-signed, who just seemingly has been around football forever. He's always on a different team. Aaron Brewer has came back. Breon Borders and Michael Dove and Jonathan Ward and Antonio Wesley are all back on the Cardinals after a 2021 season. Also, they have signed Will Hernandez and Nick Vigil. Hernandez from the Giants, Vigil from the Vikings, and Stephen Anderson coming over from the Chargers. So the Cardinals, like I said, they've gained a good bit of people. They've only lost a handful, nothing too crazy. But let's talk about what they can go with in the upcoming draft in 2022, who they can go with, who's going to help them out, and who's going to make them an even better and stronger team. So currently looking at their draft picks, they have the 23rd overall selection in the first round. the 55th overall in the second, a 87th pick in the third, and then finally go to the sixth round where they have picks 201 and 215. And then the seventh round, they're hoping to get a whole lot of sleepers here because they have three picks in the seventh round, 242, 256, and 257. So with a total of, what is that, eight picks overall, we will see what they can do. But what positions do they need to look for? What positions can they go with to help them be even better, be stronger? And after a kind of a rough finish last year to the season, like I said, I know they had that winning record overall, but we'll see how they can get things going. So for the Cardinals, I feel they can go with a solid team. They need a little bit of help, perhaps. I feel that one of the first positions they should look for is going for that offense and just keeping it even stronger. Maybe they could go with a top tier wide receiver with that first overall pick and the 23rd pick. I mean, that would be dynamic. I know you lost Christian Kirk. You got DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, who's to say they can't make that offense even more stout with another good wide receiver? Another selection they could go with, offensive lineman, not always a good selection there. Make Kyler Murray not have to scramble for 50 yards and just have him more relaxed in the pocket. That's always a good pick to go with at the offensive line. I find they could also go with the defensive end, defensive tackle position. Maybe go some of the guys out of Georgia. There's a ton of them coming out. And, I mean, they could maybe fall to that those 20s, and maybe the Cardinals could pick them up. And I like this team. Like I said, if you compare another defensive end with a J.J. Watt and a Zach Allen, I mean, that's really going to help out your defense and help just strike fear into the opposing quarterback's eyes each and every single play. So we'll see what they can go with there. I feel like you could go with another cornerback as well, help out your secondary, and really get things going back there. Like I said, with a pass-heavy league nowadays, you've got to have someone who can cover in the backfield. And I feel they also can go with a tight end. They can go with another tight end. Like I said, I know they got Zach Ertz, but I feel if you go with another one, if you can help back him up, along with Max Williams, right, we'll see what they can do. And you can help develop them, put them in a couple of schemes. And I like the Cardinals, man. There's not a whole lot of holes for this team to fill, honestly. But I feel that if you can go with a solid wide receiver, if you can go with a dynamic cornerback, a pass rush just overlord, right, at the defensive line, and also just some offensive line help you can always go with, and maybe another tight end, maybe another running back here and there. I mean, this team is already looking really good. And if I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I'm just chomping at the bit, Jeremiah. I'm waiting for this upcoming 2022 season because, like I said, man, they are a solid team. Kyler Murray, there's a lot of doubters out there for Kyler Murray, but I think that, like I said, they had a rough end at the end of the season last year. They started off red hot, but I feel that if they can get things going this year, if everyone can stay healthy, and if they draft well. Like I said, I think they could definitely package some of those sixth round and seventh round picks into maybe a fifth, a fourth, a third, who knows, right? They can really help out their team in the long haul. And I mean, this team is going to be dangerous this year, I think. And I'm excited to see who they go with in the 2022 NFL draft in Las Vegas. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Yeah, out in Las Vegas. So I think that we're all going to have our eyes over to what's happening in Las Vegas for the NFL draft. The Arizona Cardinals, like you said, are in a great position to pick up some incredible talent right now. So we want to see them do that. I'll tell you one thing I'd love to do is get out to Arizona and get to one of those games at that stadium. They have an incredible facility out there. And so I think everyone's looking forward to that as well. So any of our Arizona Cardinal fans that are watching or listening, we want to hear from you. Tell us, do you think the Arizona Cardinals are going to get what they need to really dominate this season and really get back in there? What are those needs? Do you think that we covered it? Tell us what you think in the comments. And if you're watching us live, thank you. But if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. Our podcast is growing so fast, and it's all because of you. Every time that you listen over on Spotify, that you follow us, that you share our episodes, that you tell someone about us, And I don't know if you know how you can share that, but you can share on all kinds of platforms. If you hit the share button on your Spotify, you'll be able to share directly over to IG stories, over to your LinkedIn, over to your Facebook, anywhere that you love to share your NFL experience over with your friends and family. So we super appreciate it. And all of your word of mouth by just talking to your friends and family about our show over on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, wherever you love to share your podcast with your friends and family and coworkers, we are there for you. So thank you so much again for that. That has really been the way that we've been growing so fast. And we have over 700 episodes of our podcast. It's almost unbelievable how quickly we've been able to grow it. So thank you, because you are the primary and main reason that we do this. So thank you again to Mr. Logan Layers for our incredible coverage of the NFL draft needs for the Arizona Cardinals. I am your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we will be back with another live episode right after this. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.